Blog Talk
hello,
Radio.
Hello, hello. Hello, 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 hello. You had a little technical difficulties real quick. Now we are back. We are back. Give me 1 second. Get my man on here. One second. Twin, you out there? Hello. Chabuk. Hello. Jabba, what's good? Jabba, hello?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What's good, Jabba? We on.
We on. Yes, sir. I don't know. It wouldn't let me get to the studio so I could start bringing callers in.
Okay. I'm in the studio now. So how do you, I guess we got press the ring callers in the headphones.
Yeah. So you see the it'll show the mics. It shows the little microphone. We'll bring them on. I guess we can bring them on after we just do our little announcements and stuff like that, and then we go what we know from there.
Okay.
So you see a bunch of people's numbers and all that.
Yeah, I see a bunch of red mics.
Okay. So you just keep the mics closed until we, do a little announcements and we go from there.
All right.
So first and foremost, welcome everybody to the JB Lock It In Show featuring Twin and Shy Boogs, a.k.a. Philly Shy, Charles Somerville. We're going to try and help JB out a little bit, like to keep this thing going. We're having a ball down there in the DMV with you fellas, so try to keep this thing a little lively. And I'm going to give y'all a few announcements real quick, and I'm going to give y'all some, and then we'll go from there. We got, first of all, the MAG races coming up. You got Carlos Wells and Dion. It's September 14th at Custom Tees. It's the Little Guy Nationals. At September 28th, at Buzz Creek, you got a MAG race and Larry T race. That's at Buzz Creek. And they're going to start a new class there, a new category called Nostalgia OG. That's going to start on September 28th. Also coming from MAG, October 27th at Buzz Creek, they got something coming up. As these races get a little closer, of course, we'll give you some more information on them. And you have Tron's race coming up. Tron's race is coming up on the 10th. They got a gang of locked-in races. We'll talk about them a little bit more as the show goes on. So you got anything you want to spit at them real quick, Twin? Yo, Twin.
Hello? Shy.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. First, I want to give a little, send some prayers to Daryl DePaulo. I don't know what he was going through, but I just want to let him know that he's in a prayers. This weekend down Shadyside, we had a No Clock Small Block event. DMV brought it back home, Candyman, Glennie Buckler, down there doing this thing, representing the DMV strong,
Yes, sir.
You know, Shy, you know what I mean? This is my first time doing this. You know what I mean? As you mentioned, the custom tees events. We got to get down to Larry Tees this month. August coming up. He's going to have a couple of big events, you know. We got to get down there to show some, show his, get his support and everything.
Right. We're going to iron out the wrinkles as we go. You know what I mean? It's going to take a little time. We have a little technical difficulty, so we got hit with a little situation early, but we'll iron out the wrinkles as we go. And I'm quite sure the usual is to get on ahead, you know what I mean, throw the gasoline on the fire and get it started in this camp.
Get it started, you know. I mean, I unlocked some mics. 804-5373, your mic is unlocked. 410-5311, you're open. 571-4080, your mic is unlocked. You know, come on, fellas, jump on in here. Let's keep the show going.
Who we got out there?
Who out there? Who out there?
Get Dotson. Get Anthony Dotson and tell me to hit him as soon as we get on.
Yes.
I'm going to hit him real quick. And definitely, and like you said, too, definitely want to send a, you know what I mean, a prayer out for the Bad Goat. That's my little homie right there. And it was a little under the weather.
Yes, sir. We got somebody on. Who's on?
Yo, all right. Let's get this shit going. It's Fat Albert here.
Thank you, Fat Albert. There he is. We're going to get the show going.
Man.
We got the right man on.
Yes, sir. We're going to get this shit going here today.
Yes,
I've been bored as hell these last couple of Thursdays. I'm glad somebody got back on.
Everybody doing good. We just trying to keep it going, just like you said. You know what I mean? I've been bored myself. I'll be missing. When y'all show don't come on, you see me. I'm on that, Joe. Me and Twindy on y'all head.
Yes, y'all do. Boy, y'all. Hey, look, I tell Brandon, they get on me. They don't get on you. So you better start having your ass on here, man. Good. Y'all ain't get on us. But, man, you know, we have a ball. We enjoy it. And, you know, I know everybody be waiting on us, though. But, yeah, we got some good races coming up, man. Good gracious. The month of August is going to be unreal. Woo-hoo!
Yes, Larry T's house is going to be packed the whole month of August, ain't it?
Man, good gracious. From August the 3rd, got Larry T at MIR. He having a event today. August, then the 10th Tron race. The 17th, Jared Dodd. All proceeds goes back to the track. That's real big.
That event should be packed, man. You know, all proceeds go back to the track. They talk about Larry T needs to do this and do that. Larry T's doing an awesome job in this, and there's no better way than to give back than to show the support from the fans, man.
Yes,
man, no doubt. I mean, not one dime going to anybody's pocket. He said every from the last penny will go back to the track. So that's big right there for somebody to do that. Big ups to Jared Dodd for coming up with the idea. And if I can't make it, I will send money. You know, I will send it. So, you know, but August the 24th, takeover Mayberry, hosted by yours truly. Oh, man, the whole month of August is going to be unreal. Woo!
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm looking at the lock-ins. I'm looking at the confirmed lock-ins of Tron's race right now. It's 13 of them. And every one is a car on here that somebody want to see go. Believe that.
Yes.
All this going to be crazy.
Yeah, that's Chug Knight and Lil Durham. That's, them two are going at it so much. That's the one I got to see that race.
Yes, sir.
That's going to be a good race. Them two been going at it like big brothers and little brothers, though. You know what I mean? They keep me racing, though.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. No, then on the 24th, that's Daniel Hall and Wicked Bird. And ain't nobody been arguing longer than them two. They've been going at each other for 2 years. I mean, Facebook family members arguing with everybody. And, like, oh, my gracious. They finally got together to do this race. Oh, my gracious.
Yeah, all that heat that was outside, these past couple weeks, it got a little cold for a second. I said, well, hell, it finally froze over.
That's right. No doubt. Man, I'm looking forward for the whole month of August. Yes, indeed. Man, I might not have no old lady when I get home, but hell, at least I have one good mummery. Woo! Good. Great. Oh, my God.
I opened a couple more mics. Your mics are open, fellas. Your mics are open. Go ahead and jump in here.
Somebody got a little background noise.
Background noise.
Hey, Twin, give me a second. Let me see if I can get an EB real quick.
I'll be right back.
Yeah. Man. It's going to be a good month in August, man. It's going to be a good month. You know, they got an event this weekend down at Thunder Valley, you know. I heard seen the 301 boys and Team Death Row, they going there to show their support. They stay on the road.
Copperhead, he's running Jack Antoine, Larry McKenzie. And that's going to be a good one. They all going down there. Outer Banks, they got a race this weekend. I don't know, that's where Wicked Bird and his crew going. Man, there's races everywhere, man. It's just everywhere. It shouldn't be no excuse. Man, I'm bored. I'm sitting at home. Ain't nothing to do. Man, a local racetrack near you got some races. So go out, support, have a good time, and just enjoy yourself. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, indeed.
We about to get out. I just hit Kanan real quick too. I wanted him to get on for a second and tell about that race. You know, in the 24th, he pretty much got the details down pat.
Right.
So
he's
got to come up.
He's going in the battle again against Kenny Ferguson and De Niro. He wants to do it again.
That's going to be a good one. I want to see that again.
He didn't get enough of that shoot, that parachute in his face. He just wanted to do it again. I guess he wanted to try it again. I don't blame him. Got to go in the battle.
Your co-host Shorty, he ain't get enough of old Short Dog. He going to try it again.
Try it again. They go do it again. Yes, sir. But I didn't know y'all was on. I got on earlier, and I heard somebody from Massachusetts. I said, "What the world?" So I logged on to JB. JB texted me, "Hey, we on this thing?" So I said, "All right, let me call him back again."
Yes, sir.
Yeah, something came on when we first logged in. Something came on. I was like, oh, I didn't hit the wrong button. It's a whole different show here.
Did the dude say, 2000? I said, man, he's a couple of years later.
Yeah.
But it's all good. It's all good. Jeff Rogers this weekend going against Black Nasty. Oh, he wants to try that again. That's going to be a good one.
Yes, indeed.
You know, he said he wanted his Pro-Mod title back. Yes, sir.
He also going against Dobbs, too, isn't he? He also got a later race later on against Dobbs, too, don't he?
Dobbs, yeah, that's right, against Dobbs. That's right. Yeah, I heard Pro Star Joe say something about that this afternoon.
Mike Green got a race this weekend, right? At Outer Banks?
Right, Outer Banks.
Yeah, he got Kenny Ferguson said he might, old Stack said he might, he's going to slide down there. He didn't say he might. He said he's definitely going.
Yeah, they got a big time shootout. I think it's $10,000 Kenny was telling. Because Kenny running in it. I think they got eight cars. It's $10,000.
Yeah, that's what.
Got some heavy hitters coming in for that money.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a nice little hit right there.
Yes, it is.
Yes,
said he trying to catch a couple. He said he throwing his fishing rod out there trying to catch a couple more fish. Ain't nobody bite the bait yet. But you're going to slide down there anyway.
Well, Philly, I've been seeing a lot of pictures of y'all caught. Y'all about ready? I mean,
we definitely
ready. It was just a few things outside of the the car situation, just trying to make sure we had a few other things together.
I think we're
about ready to make some noise now. You know, we like what we've seen. We wasn't looking for no numbers or nothing like that. It's just a lot of changes we made and wanted to make sure they worked. So.
Yeah, that's right.
You can't chase a number. You chase a number, you'll be chasing forever.
Yeah, ain't that the truth?
We like what we've seen. Everything worked pretty good. So, now it's time to make it happen. We was mad that we missed Lions and Tigers. And that was going to be the one that we really wanted to show out at. But we got a lot of things coming up now. Once I got to talking to people today, I actually got a schedule that I could see. I'm like, well, shit, there's a hell of a lot of shit going on that we can get to now.
Well, that's good.
We got another little car we're going to bring out, too. A little wagon. We got a little small block wagon we want to bring out, try some stuff with.
Where that damn Sammy at? That's who I want to pick at today. Where that grass at?
All mics are open. Sammy. All mics are open.
Oh, okay.
Sammy. Let's get Sammy real quick.
Fat Albert, you looking for me, Fat Albert?
Fat Albert, I'm looking for you. Putting out false advertising. What you want to do, Fat Albert? I'm taking you to court for putting out false advertising.
What's false advertising?
Talking about you got the second fastest small block. You ought to stop that lie.
How's that a lie?
You probably about 7 or 8.
How can he have the second fastest small block and he's selling it? So he got raffle tickets on it.
I'll tell you why. Look, I'm going to explain this to you right now. Anybody on the phone right now with a small block on 28th want to give me some action for August 3rd?
Oh.
Got quiet in there. Hello? My quicker phone is acting up?
No, we can hear you.
Enough said, Sammy. Enough said.
Hannah, how about this one? How's about this one? Wait, I'm going to finish this off. I'm going to finish this off right now, too. Watch. Listen to this one. August 3rd, MIR. Anybody that runs no clock small block, got the head up clear.
Woo!
Damn.
Whoa,
that's how you feel, Sammy?
That's how you feel. Good. God, oh my.
Sammy ate all this vegetable.
Good. August 3rd. Anybody.
Did you tell JB to post that? Did you tell JB to post it?
No. Because I just thought about it.
But I think it's going to be a that's going to take you on that offer.
Huh?
Yeah.
You
okay?
That on Facebook?
Your boy Brian Epps?
Yes. Get him over here.
Huh?
Hi.
I'm picking him.
Head
no
up
clear. Any small block that runs no clock small block got the head up clear.
Head up clear, Sammy?
Head up clear.
Oh.
Damn. Sammy, you don't have too much of that honey. Good. No, something up. That's your brain. Good God almighty.
Now I'm going on mute until somebody comes and answers my call out.
Oh.
more years.
Well, post it on Facebook, Sam. I'm sure somebody's going to respond to that offer.
I'll post it. But right
now,
I'm going to see. I'll post it. Or JB could post it. I know JB's listening. And now you know, and then you know why I want to sell the car. Because I'm not the type of motherfucker that sits and has a trailer queen sitting at home. I gotta see. Oh no, he stopped crying. No, my little one wants me to carry him. No, he's not crying. He's good.
Mics are open, fellas. Your mics are open.
Hey,
no. Twin, keep a lookout for a 540 area code. 540.
Man, fuck you. I ain't looking out for shit.
540.
Yeah, it should be in a little bit. It should be coming up in a little bit.
What's wrong with you?
JB, where you at, JB?
Sammy, what's up, Sammy? It's Philly Shy.
Hey, Philly, find out where that background noise. Somebody closed that one up. Good.
Yeah.
Jeez, I can't hardly hear that.
Yeah,
okay,
Twin, you got the boy. See if you can find that.
I don't believe they know they open. There's a lot of background on.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Hey, Sammy, that's how to start the show all right, Sammy, with a call out like that. Good. Great show, Mike.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sam,
bro,
you didn't say any.
Look at Mike.
He didn't say any. He said N-E, empty, antibody.
Yeah, he said that's it. I was just joking with him, but good gracious, I ain't know he was gonna come on the show and do that. Good God Almighty!
What happened, Father Albert? I shocked you, Father Albert.
Yeah, that shocked me on that one, Sammy. I was just joking with you. I ain't think you was gonna do that.
Philly Shaw.
Yes, sir.
Did you expect that from me?
I definitely did, Sam. Well, no, you know what? I'm gonna be honest with you though. After I talked to you last week, you said you had calmed down a little bit. So now you're back to the old Sam.
Yeah, nah. The post that I put up about the waffle motherfuckers pissed me off.
Oh yeah.
So I'm not selling the car. I'm not raffling the car.
Who you are?
The motherfucker can sit as a garage queen until somebody steps up to the plate.
Yeah. They was a little 3745.
I ain't got an update to next Wednesday.
No. What the fuck happened? What the fuck happened?
I like Kenny.
Man, I got a.
Sound like Kenny.
Wait, you know how much the hair is, Kenny?
Yeah, 540.
I got work Sunday.
Yeah, 540-37-405.
What's the
why? I gotta go to Alexandria and help this dude.
You might gotta put them on mute. You know who that is? They setting up jobs and stuff. Yeah, Sam. They was a little rough on you. They started adding up them numbers. They got a little rough on you.
They like
counting other people's pockets, but it's all good.
Yeah.
I mean,
but you know what? The ones that's talking this shit, I bet you they never fucking went. They never went 10-0 in the 1/4 mile.
Yeah, that's what it. You look at how them numbers go. You see why people asking what they asking for them cars. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
You wanna go a nice number? You gotta spend a nice number.
Man, but you know what? I look at it this way: it doesn't matter if I ask 300, if I want to raffle the car for 300,000, it's not their point what I'm putting in my pocket. It's a gamble. It's 500. It's 500 to gamble.
Right.
Odds are 401. Somebody wins, shit. You get a nice piece.
Yeah.
Moving car.
You're gonna walk away with something worth more than the 500. If you get it, you're gonna walk away with something worth more than the 500. It's all about a gamble. If you ain't got it to gamble,
yeah,
don't worry about it.
Shit, if they don't, I look at it like one guy said, shit, he want to buy a ticket, and he'll turn around and sell it for 60. I told him, look, I'll buy it back for 70. You know, you don't have to leave me. I'll give you 70 back for it.
Yeah.
No big deal.
I know a couple people that won some cars. They won some cars on some raffles, turned around, and, you know, somebody offered them a number, and the dude that raffled it brought it right back.
One guy won a Coyote Swap Mustang in Staten Island over here. Shit, he told the guy, I don't want the car. He said, here's the $10,000, and he kept the fucking car. Shit, somebody wants to buy. I look at it this way. I even give back $100,000 to take the car back. They got nothing to lose. It costs them $5,000 if they buy two spots. It costs them $1,000 for $100,000. Shit.
Hello.
Yeah,
for sure.
You won't take those odds?
Damn right.
I know motherfuckers sit on the
right
line
there
betting on other people's cars, $200-$300.
No.
Yeah.
For 50-50 chance.
What is the
news
for that?
Like before
I
was
here. That ain't no slouch car. You know what I mean? It ain't like you taking a chance on some bullshit.
I'm going to
mute the phone, dog.
Motherfuckers that kept on saying it's a slouch car,
yeah,
a piece of shit. Especially one guy said it's a piece of shit. I got jacked by J.R. Gray and Ghost. I never ran a J.R. Gray, so I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
The hell, shit. Even if you would have got gapped by J.R. Gray, you got gapped by what? Number one, number two, small blocks in the country. If you would have got that by, so how does that make you? You know, you gotta breathe some of that shit. Some of that shit you just gotta breathe.
Exactly, because you know what? I don't see no other small block stepping up and racing them. So they gotta go race 5-3 board station cars and shit like that.
But it's all good. It's a bad man. It's a bad man.
That's one badass ride right there. I gotta admit, that's one badass ride. That motherfucker showed me, and I ain't nobody's. And I don't like to admit shit like that, but when I'm outgunned, I'm outgunned, and I'm gonna admit the motherfucker. He a bad man.
Yeah, that's all. You can just leave it right there. You can I talk to you. You know I know what you're talking about. Just leave it right there. That's a bad motherfucking man.
Yep. Now, Fat Albert and his big block, big tire car, you got the head up clear too, Fat Albert.
Hey,
for trying to put me in a spot.
You know what? I'm getting sick of you.
Get sick of me. Please get sick of me.
Yeah. I should take you up on that offer, goddammit. But I'm trying to be nice.
and I'm going to come. I'll not come off the trailer.
I'm trying to be nice.
I don't want you to be nice. I'm gonna come off the trailer too.
My car is in a million pieces right now, Sam. So
I'll leave you alone then.
Yeah.
I got some honey for you in your car then. Is my man Jeff, my teammate, my man Jeff Rogers here?
I ain't heard Jeff on here yet.
I'm here listening to you assholes. I'm listening.
There's the man right there.
I'm listening. I'll wait for the fucker to get wound up. Ain't nobody getting wound up. But 4 fucking weeks ain't been on the show, and you a motherfucker can't even get a good argument going.
I'm trying my best, Jeff.
Hey,
give it a few minutes,
Tim.
Give, give,
Give it a few minutes. Kenny said he's going to come on here and start some shit because he ain't been on in a minute. He said he's going to come on here and start some shit.
Kenny comes on here. Kenny comes on here. I'll take the New York one. I'll cut his ass, too.
Oh!
Hey, Sean.
Yes, sir.
You got to let me know what his number is because I don't want him to come on here and find me up. I'm a sub today. I'm a hired gun.
It's a 540 number. 540.
Okay.
You see 540.
Jeff Rogers, how you been? How you been, homie? How that car coming along?
I'm ready. I got both of them sitting in the stable ready.
All right, you got a couple big races coming up. I see.
Yeah, I got to do something. There's only four of them big tire cars in the country that race each other, unless you got a 484 or 5-inch. That shit's about played out. But I'm like Sammy. I'll run any fucking small block stock board space in the country. Anybody in the world has got a stock board space.
Uh-oh.
I'm ready right today.
Today.
They're going another one.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
you talking
about JJ
Carr? Can't, you can't Cassius fuck
Clay.
International. You can't,
yes,
you can't
that's
fuck
a bad
with team
motherfucker right there.
Both of us took some honey just now.
Tell him, Sammy. You got the other small blocks. I got the stock board space small block. Anybody in the world.
There it is, people.
I can't get nobody. I can't, you know what I mean? They want me to run Ricky Fox, but I hate to run. I mean, I'm going to have to run him, I guess, but I hate to run him first off the bat. Then I'm going to park my shit like Sammy did.
And put it on a raffle. Yeah. And let him talk shit. And let them amp you up again.
See,
you ain't going to run.
I'm like,
you ain't gonna
I'll
run
leave my
in
shit
bushes.
In the garage. Don't...
You ain't going to run him in the bushes, are you?
Nah. There's a whole bunch of them out there. I'm waiting for Brian F. for that banana peel to come out. I don't know what the hell he's waiting on.
Ooh.
Oh, hey, Jeff, you know I'm about to text him and tell him what I'm texting him right now.
Who's the other hillbilly down that way that got that blue one? What's his name?
Got the blue one. Small Rock?
Yeah, it ain't Teachman. Teachman, it's, what the hell's his name? Damn it.
Moses? Who?
Let me think of his name. God damn it.
Moses?
Didn't he used to have a Chevelle used to hang around with Nephew Pete?
Kenny Beecham,
that's him.
Kenny Beecham, yeah. I'm sorry, yeah, Kenny Beecham.
Where's that dud at?
Beecham.
What the hell he waiting on?
Well, he's driving on Sam's tour now, but I don't know if he's been working on his car or not.
He told me 3 months ago was all he had to do was scale and he'd be ready.
Oh, tenfold.
The scales are busy, Jeff. The scales are busy right now, Jeff.
I told him, I sent it to my man. My man said he's scaling and get it set up for him. I don't know, man. They build these fucking cars and everybody, they race each other, but they pick and choose up. I just got to find somebody to race, Sammy.
Nah, I feel you. I feel you on this one, Jeff. I feel you on this one.
And I ain't beat the first motherfucker yet, Sammy. You think they jump on me. But I can't.
Yeah,
that's what
I'm saying.
I ain't raising nobody.
You know what, Jeff?
A brand new car.
Look, Fat Albert. You know
what?
Yeah. I changed my mind.
Okay.
If Brian F. comes from August 3rd to Buzz Creek, he got the back tire in the clear.
Oh, Brian F.
God.
Did you say Brian F. got the back tire in the clear?
Yeah, August 3rd.
And he said he gonna hide the money.
On here.
I'm ready to lock that in my goddamn self, but I don't even own the car.
Cool.
Now lock that bitch in.
Oh. But wait a minute. No, Brian ain't made no pass yet. He got to get tested, Sammy. The man got to get tested.
Shoot, he got one. Yeah. I came to BNP with two shots on the car. Two passes on the
car.
Hey,
look, can he get that offer at September the 20th? What is it? September 21st?
I don't want to look at that.
How long that offer stand, Sammy?
August 3rd.
I don't know if he's going to be ready August 3rd to take that.
Where Nephew Pete at? Get Nephew Pete in here so he can talk about his race against Wicked Bird. That's a battle in the making. You finally get that solved.
Oh, Lord. Man, yeah.
804-1792, you on.
Cut it down.
Jeff, I think you spent all that money building that little Clash of Clay for no reason.
Yeah. No, I don't know what to do with that, man.
Hey, man, I said the back tire and the Clio. Good God almighty.
He ain't got no respect for O'Brien. What the hell?
No respect. I'm taking O'Brien right now. I'm
texting
Brian right now. This shit ain't gonna go.
Uh-uh,
no, sir. I'm not gonna allow this.
I don't think you have a choice right now.
He ain't got a choice, he said.
You just
ain't got a choice.
I'm texting him right fast. Jack, come on, phone. Go through. Go through. And then Brian ain't gonna sit there and talk about my buddy like that.
Shoot,
so
I think you had
put on that. I put on the text, get
yes,
on
sir.
The show, ASAP. I text Brian, get on the show, ASAP.
If you had
all
you had,
I would
have offered it to you, too. Let's go. Somebody looking for you.
Get out of the refrigerator.
Come on, Jeff.
No louder than that.
Pick some small blocks out there. Is there any more out there that want to play with you?
They're all scared to death, Sammy.
Hey, Sammy. Yeah. Sammy, Jeff, what are the official rules of the no clock small block?
Hell of a you gotta be slower than Ricky Fox. You can race all you want.
What is it? Stock front suspension, stock style, stock front suspension, stock floor space. 28
no bars. That's it.
28 no bars, no extended wheelbase, no PEC extenders. I don't like rules. I like stiffs. They call it stiffs, not rules.
I mean, he's got it pretty evened up, I guess. But I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's good. But it's I like Jeff's rule.
But look, Sammy, I took my I got a stock Mustang strut on my car. It's a bone stock Mustang strut. I can put it on any Mustang in the world. But I took that plate that's on the top of it,
uh-huh.
And I cut it off and put a piece of pipe and a mountain bracket there. He said, I can't race it because I ain't got the stock top on my shock tire. But that's all right.
You fucked up, Jeff.
Yeah, but I can bolt my strut right on any goddamn Mustang even when it's pulling in the parking lot. I got the stock frame sticking out the front of the car.
Stock
wheelbase.
Wheel,
yeah, I don't know what to do. But that's all right. Tell the baddest motherfucker in small block, you know, whatever you call that, no clock small block, I run the baddest motherfucker they got. It don't matter. They can't beat me. If Ricky's the fastest they got, they in trouble.
Uh-oh. Whoa.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
I'm telling you.
Come on, Jeff.
I'm telling you. I'm going to have to run Ricky, I guess, straight off the bat.
No,
I mean,
you got a couple that's top contenders. You got Candyman, Glenny Buckner.
You know what they say about candy, don't you? That shit's sweet, Sammy.
Oh,
very sweet.
Oh, shit.
That
motherfucker
candy.
Yeah. Come on, Jeff.
I'm telling you, I'm in a nasty mood tonight, you motherfucker.
I see.
I just left the garage, looking at both of these cars, jacked up on jack stand.
I think I'm in a nasty mood tonight.
I hear you.
540-7820, you want?
Huh? lot of damn static.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going through the drive-thru.
Somebody, family. Yes, I was going to say somebody ordered a hamburger. Small
yeah.
fry.
That motherfucker ordered.
What are you doing?
I thought that was Sammy. He ordered Brian Epps, Candyman, getting all on the list.
You need the banana
damn,
peel?
Sammy. Yeah, they give him
the
1-1. God damn.
Oh, man.
Where's
man,
he at,
I mean,
Albert?
He ain't saying that. I ain't heard nothing from him.
He's
he
a smart man. That's
why. He got to take that race.
He got a whole week.
Well, I know what he's going to say. You know, he ain't going to be ready all the time. Brian ain't made, you know, the car ain't touching eight track. So, you know.
Yeah, see, I fucked up. I should have came out August 3rd, but I gotta go down and run Dobbs down to fucking Fayetteville. God damn it.
What you racing? The Dragon, Jeff?
The Dragon? Yeah.
Yeah, but see, well, that's the equalizer, that racetrack, you know what I mean? He ain't like, Mr. Dobbs, you ain't at the PDRA, buddy. This is old Fayetteville. You ain't like, go ahead and turn all that shit loose if you want.
He ain't gonna be able to put it down.
Oh, we got equalized. That racetrack is was gonna help me.
Mm-hmm.
But ain't nobody else to race though. You know what I mean? Who am I gonna race?
Yeah,
ain't
got
nobody.
There.
Ain't nobody race but him and fucking Black Nasty over and over and over. And last time I was supposed to race Dobbs, he went to Red Springs. Were they going this weekend? The 301 boys and shit.
Uh huh.
I went down there to run Dobbs, and I made two licks, and he paid me the punk out. He got scared and fucking paid off. He wouldn't even race. That same shit's going to happen down here, down Fayetteville. I'm going to go straight on down the pike. He going up there blowing tires all shaking, turning sideways. I'm going to say, just pay me so I can get home.
So, Jeff, outside of the 484s, who – big time car, who's out there besides you, Dobbs, Black Nasty? Who else is out there?
You got Scoot and Al Boogie.
Scoot and Boogie.
Al Boogie made a hell of a pass last week.
And now, I think them Swanson, Big Country and Little Country, they're coming out with another grudge car.
Yeah, they got
that head shot. Yeah.
That's it.
They call it Aftermath now. They call it Aftermath now.
I got you.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, man.
There's like 200 stock 4-space small blocks, but none of them will race each other. That's just a shootout. Motherfuckers.
Yeah. You know, they say they sell pit bulls and guns everywhere. Maybe somebody need to get a little help if they're a little scared.
Mm-hmm. I told them all buy a Ford motor, they'd be all right, but they won't listen. Running around in most 60 Chevrolet motors. Fuck.
Oh, man.
Hey, the bad part about it. Look, I got a Ford motor, and it's inline head Ford motor. It ain't no can of valve, no twisted wedge, ain't none of that crazy shit.
Straight up and down.
Straight up and down.
Man, Chris was down there with cousin Chris was down there with JJ when he was out there making passes with that Cassius Clay. That's a bad motherfucker. I love that car.
It's bad. It's clean as a whistle, man.
That's it.
He do got a pretty car. Jeff do got a pretty car.
He loves that Ford blue.
Yeah. Gotta be blue. They trying to get me to paint that something burnt orange and maroon. I said, motherfucker, it's blue. You figure the blue out, but it's blue.
Jeff, so it looks like you're gonna have to take your pro mod and put a 484 in there.
Yeah, I'm trying to find somebody to trade me. Do something. I might just get rid of it. But I might, I don't know. Think about put my small block in it, and put the big block in the small car. Then I get some races.
Oh.
You think that'll work, Jeff? To put the big motor in the small tire car?
I think I'll get more races. No, I don't know, Sammy. This shit don't get better here soon. I'm gonna go goddamn get a boat.
I bet you do that. Yeah, I bet you if you do that, that's what's gonna happen. All the small tires will come after you.
Yeah,
Jimbo.
Yeah, we got the damn shoulder with the team. Problem is, I'll race anybody here, but I can't jump on them because this week I'm going down to Larry T's to run Black Nasty. Then next weekend I'm going to race Dobbs. But after that, they can get that small block anywhere they want to get it.
Maybe you're going to have to offer the back tire and make them come out.
You hear that? Sam, you hear Wicked Bird? I got to run Wicked Bird on the 24th at Custom Tees. I got to give him the head up clear.
Hey, Jeff, I meant to ask you about that race. Y'all got to be the first two to go down the track.
Well, I told him that because he acts like he can go down any track in the country.
Oh.
I said, motherfucker, you don't even get down the track half the time your damn self. I said, so what the hell does that benefit you? I said, so I'll be there Friday night testing, and come Saturday morning, right off the trailer, first two cars down there, we'll get down through there and see what happens. I said, I can pedal mine four or five times to catch your ass. You can't do nothing. You can't pedal nothing.
Oh, shit.
Man, I thought they were joking when they said that, but I guess it's true to you. Damn.
I mean, look, he think that somebody couldn't tune a fucking guitar. How you gonna? He act like he's some kind of tuner. He gonna go right down the track. That dumb fucker. That motherfucker, I tell you. I'm gonna beat him in his own game. But look, he thought I wasn't gonna do it. That's what it was, Fat Albert. He thought I wasn't gonna do it. I said, motherfucker, he said, all I want is a clear. And I grabbed his hand, I said, shake hands, motherfucker, you got it. And he was in front of like 20 people, he had no choice.
Oh, man. You a bully,
I thought he wanted the back tire and the clear, and I had the money. That motherfucker said, head up, clear me. I said, if 190 some mile an hour can't clear 160 some mile an hour, I give up. You slow fucker, you.
Oh, my God.
But look, all that being said, that motherfucker probably beat me. That motherfucker finally win. But the only good thing about it, Fat Albert, he ain't going to take much of my money because you know he ain't going to bet no more than
$500. That's right. Yeah, that's right. He ain't going to bet a lot. That's right.
He ain't going to get a whole lot from me. And I ain't going to get a whole lot from him.
Do you need a number?
How's all that static?
Hey.
Well,
Jeff,
today. Well,
Jeff Al Boogie said you got everything. Al Boogie said you got everything. He said you can have everything.
And drag
racing? Who said that to?
He said that to Jeff.
Oh,
tell him. Hey, look, tell him I take everything in my small block.
Ooh.
Wow.
540-8324. Your mic is open.
Hey, I think this is Carter. They said your mic is open. Hit number one. Hit number one and talk. Yo. Hit number one, and you talk to me.
Shut up. Are you taking piano lessons?
That's him. He's playing music.
I don't know. Somebody playing the guitar. I don't know.
Somebody.
Go Hey, I told you Wickenburg going to tune a guitar. He's trying to tune that bitch now.
We tell me Wickenburg is tuning his guitar right now?
Yeah, he's trying to tune it. The only fucking thing he can work on tune.
Hey, Sammy, hey man, stop talking that shit, Jim. You,
hey,
man, cut it out. The first person I hear is you.
Oh, you're supposed to hear me. You're supposed to hear me.
Sammy.
What up, Jeffrey?
When you coming to town? When you coming to town, Boogie Man?
Well, I mean, when do I need to come, Mr. Jeffrey?
Hey, Jeff, you know DMV owned our Boogie. He's not coming back up here no more. Come on, Jeff.
He's coming
on.
Back.
He's scared of Marquez, Jeff. I mean, he's scared of Marquez, but I know he ain't going to fuck with you.
Now look,
okay,
hey,
I'll tell you what then. I tell you what you do. Tell that motherfucker lock in then. Cause I think I'm the last one that throwed all that money in his mouth. He said he wanted nothing. So maybe he got some heart a year later. See if he ready then.
He said he got a car cover on. He ain't racing it yet. Mark got a car cover on.
Okay.
But I got the car cover on mine, Al Boogie. What's going on the 24th of August?
24th, I'll be in Mike Hill race.
I thought you would be.
But
yeah, that's right.
But I tell you what I will do. I will run you September 28th out of Banks.
September 28th.
Yes, sir.
Do we got any races down this way?
Huh?
Well, I mean, that sounds good. I mean, I just got to make sure. I mean, that's fucking 3 months away. I might be locked up by then.
Damn, 3 months away, man. That's 2 months away, man.
It's July now. You got July, August, and September.
July almost gone, man. July is almost gone. That'll give you 2 months to chatter your damn teeth for being scared to sit beside a motherfucking honcho when I run out your life.
I ain't scared of no. I ain't scared of no motherfucker that's 0-10. I ain't scared.
Hey, look. I tell you what, hey, look.
You made me say it, man. I take it back. I'm sorry.
Hey, Jim, I'm going to take that. You know why I'm going to take that? Because ain't not any motherfucker ever beat that motherfucking car. Not one. That car loses by default, not by somebody with my ass.
I know.
Man, don't keep hearing that bullshit.
Hey, I don't care what you throw. When a motherfucker win, he get paid.
What happened to the tie rod? How the hell
did
the tie rod break?
Nah, the damn spindle mount broke.
Steering rock. Oh, I thought it said steering.
Spindle mount. No, the spindle mount.
Oh, okay.
Hey, nephew Pete, what you doing, buddy?
Friggin' Jeff.
Hey, Pete, call Brian. Call Brian. Sammy on here acting crazy, Pete. Talking about Brian got the 1-1.
Well, we need to talk about that right now until Brian gets the car sorted out.
After you get the car sorted out, we're entertaining.
There you go. That's what I said, Pete. That's exactly what I said.
I like get the static
off his
goddamn phone.
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, Jeff, so can we go ahead and lock in?
Hey, Jeff, do something to Al Boogie so I can get something.
No, look. September 28th.
Yep. Yep.
Hey, Boogie, I heard what you said about Mark Hayes, too. Now, I haven't talked to him, but if he's available probably around the Labor Day, since you're bumping them gums, I'm sure he will go across your ass again.
I'll lock his ass in too. I'll lock him and
hey,
Jeff open at the same motherfucking time.
He don't
want to.
I get him an hour apart.
I can tell you, ho. I can stop right now. He out of bangs is gonna be able to question. I can gonna stop right there.
Where'd you gotta be at, Pete?
Well, Margo had to come the fuck out of damn DMV some motherfucking time now. You know he ain't that goddamn so
I
gotta keep coming to him.
Hold on. The fact of the track, I didn't know he gonna stop it this thing or whatever. But as long as he got room to stop, I don't think he's tripping off. As long as he's a facility, so I'm not saying that. But he just, you know, whatever.
He go to VMP. When's the race to VMP?
Yeah, that's the same weekend.
VMP's a better place for you, Al.
VMP? VMP for when? What are you talking about?
I think the same weekend, the 28th.
20.
Oh, no. But the 28th, Matt got to race up here, so I know we'll probably be up here. So I think Matt got to race the 28th at Buzz Street. So, yeah, that's not going to work either.
Yeah, see what I'm saying?
That's a Sunday, ain't it? Ain't that a Sunday?
No, it's a Saturday.
Nah, that's a Saturday.
I'll be 45 that day.
That's a Saturday, yeah.
I would love to embarrass Mark Haley his big time to Willie Ball. Let me put a gap on his ass.
Hold, man. I'm going to get back with you. You ain't got to wait that long. Like, you got all this September. You ain't got to wait that long.
I'm waiting on his ass.
I promise we're going to get back with you and date your sweet ass.
I might be sweet, but y'all sure ain't trying to hurry up lock me in.
Man, if you think you're a fit man, I'm scared of you. What's wrong with you, guy?
I can't tell. Well, let me get a lock in.
Okay. Let me talk to the man.
Let's talk about that cobalt. You ain't got to call nobody about that cobalt.
Puncho, you
I take a spot.
Man, what you like taking a spot for my damn call with damn? You just said it. I mean, it ain't scared no damn body. So why you want to spot for my mother ain't scared no damn body? You're not making sense,
you
right?
Okay. Hold on. We're going to stop this. We're going to figure out a day. You come back, you beat somebody, your head to fuck up.
You gonna do what now?
You come to the DMV, Colonial Beach one day, I'm gonna run your head the fuck up. Bring you no spot.
Why I gotta be Colonial Beach? Stop trying to pick a certain track to run your heads up at. I'll lock you in for September 28th, too, buddy. Sure is the world.
You know what? You might even get there. Hold on, man. Sit tight. I'm gonna stop you from talking that motherfucker's mouth.
You ain't got to call nobody about that cobalt. You can tell me whether you're not getting right.
Hold on. Stop talking to somebody. Out of banks, right?
Out of banks, yes.
Who got that background on? Hey, Philly, sign that background on to beat the mic, Mike.
Turn it right back on. I'm about to find it right now. Don't worry about it. And talk to my driver.
Make sure he whatever he got
to
do.
I'm about to find
and,
it right now.
Sick of you.
There you go.
How long do you need to talk to your driver?
I'll talk to him in a little bit. I'm working right now.
Huh?
Maybe we got 2 months. I'm working right now.
Show need to say lock in. I'm sure.
Hey, Boogie, who you think you got to race it?
Hold on. And you're going to be on small time, right?
I'm going to be on small time, sir. Yes, sir.
315 is small. Okay. That's all I need to know.
Huh?
That's all I need to know.
So what?
That's all I need to know.
He said that.
I'm going to fight you heads up on small tires, sir. Yes, sir. I'm going to let
you
all you're going to do with your big tires with it, boss.
Hey, look, you ain't doing no fighting like that. Come on, man. You ain't doing no fighting like that.
But guess what, though? Why are you taking you all to lock in then?
Oh, because I'm doing my math. Hey, look, I'm doing this math over here. I'm going to fuck you up some kind of way.
Huh?
Hey, look. Hey, man, we got a peanut over here, so I got to be smart about how I do this.
It ain't one way to do it. Say, lock it in me. That's all you got to say, buddy.
Yeah.
And it's going down.
We might have to throw up the trailer or some shit
you
like
and
that.
You and Jeff together, man. Y'all got more damn excuses right here than the Boogie and Rope put in there.
Hey, Boogie.
What the hell y'all
hey,
finding,
hey,
man?
Hey, Boogie. 3 months from now, everybody's racing. I'm going to be racing the whole lot of racing between this.
That's what I'm trying to tell him. Hey, Boogie, where you gonna be at? Where you gonna be at this weekend?
But what? But what they got to do with anything, man? We worry about one day, September 28th.
Well, I'm trying to get you before. What are you doing Saturday? Hold on, where you gonna be at Saturday?
Hey, but I will be in Dawson August 24th. You can get it right there.
Where you gonna be at Saturday?
I tell you what you do. If you cut the motherfucking thumb, I'll sit on your back top, buddy.
Hey man, you already know the reason I'm here that day. Come on, man, don't do that.
That's what he's doing, man. What? He gonna ask you at 10 o'clock at night. Pete, he asked 10 o'clock at night to set a race up 3 months from now. I gotta ask the
Justin,
guy. They go with me and all kind of shit.
Justin,
I can't ask all these people middle of the night call them up.
We can race by 9 o'clock, Jim. 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock.
Justin from Florida tuned his phone.
Hey Pete.
Pete, I call my crew up. Say, look.
Hey Jeff. All we gotta do is that little punk on. He got put up in dollars, and we'll figure out how to get that paid, get his ass up here on 24. He's talking about the race he wanna do.
But look, he got to make sure Big Country, Little Country can come with him. See, they already got them dates set up. That's all that shit is.
I already know.
Hey, Pete.
Well, you know they ain't right, boy. It's around here.
Huh?
Hey, Pete.
Yo.
Don't worry about it. I'll book things for you, man. Ain't nobody going to race. No, ain't going to race you over here.
What now?
I'm sorry, Al Boogie ain't gonna race nobody, man. You're wasting your time.
Yeah. Hey, Al Boogie, be in Fayetteville next weekend. Be in Fayetteville August 3rd. I know that is, but he's still on there.
Yeah, I'm right here. I am right here.
I'm going to Fayetteville August 3rd. Make it.
Hey, look. We can do that, or we can figure out how to get him with that little race he got with Stu.
But
what? If he come on up here. I'll get a part of it there.
Beat him to death that day. August 3rd, Buzz Creek.
Sandy.
Pete didn't talk. He didn't try to lock somebody in, man. Pete knows Jim. They ain't talking. They just rapping because they got lyrics.
I ain't got lyrics. I'm a country singer. I ain't got no lyrics. But I tell you what, come to Fayetteville on the third, I'll show you how to cross your head.
Nah, Jeff, you got Jarrell. He Old Town Road. You got Jarrell.
Yeah, he looks just like him, don't he?
Oh, shit.
Looks just like him.
Hey, Pete.
Keep hearing that bullshit, he undefeated. Ain't nobody beat him. Who's part of it? He can't get.
Hey, Pete.
Hey, look, man, Don't y'all get mad at me because of what them damn people in Hollywood wrote. Don't get mad at me.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I'm just saying. Don't get mad at me because of what the hell they wrote. You just need to worry about these motherfucking lockers on September 28th. See what happens by your way.
Hold on, either one of y'all. I'm lost. Who? Hollywood wrote? I'm lost. What are you talking about? Hey, Z. I'm talking about that article that was printed about him. Oh, man, I ain't about pictures or none of that shit. I know I didn't.
Hey, Pete, you ain't got a hold of your driver yet.
Hey, Pete.
Yo, what's up, big dog?
I'm going to go ahead and play Victor Hernandez. I'm going to play Victor Hernandez and Spunk Out Honey.
Man.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
can you hear me now? Can you hear me? Pete, it must be your phone, Pete.
All
right, we can hear you. No, I said I'm paying for Hernandez, his punk out money. Maybe they'll give Al Boogie motivation to come and call me with beef on the 24th body in the head to the cliff.
Wait a minute.
Say that again. Say that again, man.
Just cut the heads up clear August the 24th, and you can make as many
shakedowns as you want to. You gonna give me the heads up clear?
Heads up clear at Colonial Beach, August 24th.
You giving me the heads up clear?
I'm giving you the heads up clear.
Yes. No. You said you're going to give me the heads up clear.
I'm going to say it one more time. August 24th.
Okay, listen what I'm saying. Did you say that you're going to give me the clear?
Can you come one more time? Or somebody
is
one more time?
Is that what you said? I'm just trying to get this understood.
I want everybody
that's
listening.
Me the clear.
I want everybody to listen. I bet this won't even happen.
I'm not. Hey, Shay Boo. Hey, Shay Boo.
Man, y'all can check that the noise.
Did he say he's going to give me the heads up clear?
Let's let him say it again. I want to hear him say it again. Say it one more again, Kenan. One more again.
Shabu, August 24th, Battle of Mayberry. Alpha, you got the heads up clear.
Oh, shit.
Lock that the fuck in. I tell you what you do. I make y'all motherfucker pay. Somebody out there pay school. I don't give a fuck.
Now,
you give me the heads up clear.
Listen,
your age.
Listen. We're going to lock in. You got the heads up clear. You take the Victor Hernandez spot. We run it off the trailer at 6 o'clock.
Oh, no, I'm not running off the damn trailer, man. Cut it. There you go. You ain't trying to run it.
Just take the Victor Hernandez spot.
You ain't trying to run, man.
I tell you what.
Y'all got to stop being so damn scared, man.
Listen. I'm running your heads up. I'm 24. You got to come on, trailer.
Come to Donaldson, man. Come to Donaldson.
When?
Come to Donaldson.
When you talking about?
I'll be in Donaldson 41.
Hey, Kenan, here go one for y'all, though. Did you ever get with Mike Hill? Y'all figure out Nick Kenan, you and Mike Hill?
He's in October, November 2nd.
Shit, if y'all can't make that happen before then, Boogie, you might want to get at him then.
I'm going out the same day. I think November 2nd down in Darlington.
Hey, Ken, I tell you what you do. Lansdowne got a race August 16th.
August when?
Meet me in Darlington.
Lord.
16, 17.
I can't hear you.
Meet me in Darlington.
Say that again. When?
Lansdowne got a race August 16th, 17th.
August
16th. In Darlington. I think it's in Darlington.
I'm not racing that again. August 17th, Days will be in Arizona. So I can race it again. But like I told you, when I race, either we can race the 24th, but you're going to be in Darlington, or either November the 2nd. I want to do you earlier. I'm going to get you earlier. Don't worry about that. But if just in case.
Get your phone breaking up.
Your phone breaking up, Kenan.
About now?
It ain't knocking on it. It ain't got no service.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to pause the service.
We got service down here, dog. We got good service. Good
service. What you saying? You want to come to the last race on the 16th, 17th?
Say what?
So you said you want to come to no time to our last race run?
I said I can't come. I said Dave's gonna be out of town in Arizona.
Okay. I can't meet at 24 because I'm already committed on 24.
Okay. Well, like I said, what we could do unless
you pay the punk out money. Now you pay that punk out money, I get on y'all ass.
Okay, let's run it. What's the punk out money?
The punk out is 1 on 5 a 5-on-5, one of them.
Okay, now if I, we're going to do the head, we're going to do
one
the
on
head.
5-on-5, it's 5-on-5.
Hold on.
No. I don't run off the trailer. I don't do dumb shit like that.
I ain't gonna pay you a punk out for you to come up here and test all day now.
I'm just saying, Akita, I don't do
man,
all
man,
the
Akita, let that man test to the 315 fall offside the car, man.
Okay, yeah, you're right, Pete. Right. You're right. But that's all he gonna do.
He what?
That's all he gonna do is test all day.
Let him test until the Mickey fall offside the
car. Yeah, you're right. So okay, so I'm saying, are y'all trying to make it worth my while to do this here?
Hey Boogie,
I tell you
hey,
what,
Boogie.
I tell you what you do then. I tell you, hold on, we're gonna make this real play. I'm gonna make it real plain and simple for you, right? Here's what we'll do. Here's what we'll do. If y'all want to run on August 24th, we can either do one or two things. I'll pay your punk out money and come to Dallas, or you pay my punk out money and I come to motherfucking wherever you supposed to be at.
Yep, Boogie, you could have told me your
and I will run you. I will run y'all, and I will run. I will lock y'all in for 2-on-10.
Hey, Boogie, can you hear me?
I'm just saying. I hear you very clearly,
sir.
Me?
Okay, so this is what I'm gonna do because I like you. You go ahead and finish testing. You go ahead and get your program together, and then I'll holler at you when I see you get your win loss ratio better.
Okay, so you didn't like them apples, huh?
No. Just I really can't.
You didn't like them apples.
Hold on. Hey, Jeff Rogers. Hold on. What Jeff Rogers is it?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Hey, do you want to run this man on the 24th? I'm gonna pay this $500 just to see you whip his motherfucking ass.
I'll run that motherfucker any way he wants to race, but he wouldn't pick the time, the place. Come on up this way. I'll run him to 24.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I'm committed for August 24.
No, I'm going to get you order that. Hold on, I'm going to get you order that. You said pay that little punk out there, $500, whatever it is. I'm going to get that paid, and you're going to lock it up with Jeff McKinnon.
I think it's either 500,000, one of them two, one of the fucking two.
Hey, Boogie, what are you doing the 17th? August 17th.
That's Lance race. That's what I'm saying. I run either one of y'all at Lance race. At Dollar.
But they got a race down the beach that day.
It's gonna be at Dollar. I mean, so you know.
You love at Dollar, you live right there, don't you?
No, hell no, live 3 hours from me. Shit. I'll tell you what I fucking do.
Go ahead.
So we talking about three cars here. We'll do a motherfucking tag team on y'all ass. We'll take two cars and run up three of y'all cars. Pete, Kenan, and you.
Okay, so
we'll take two back half cars. We'll take, so we know you ain't gonna run Anthony no more. So we'll take two back half cars and lock in all three of y'all.
What back half
cars
you got?
And you
Jeff,
must,
Jeff, now
and you
been,
must
Jeff,
run
now he's been,
a
Jeff,
5,000
Jeff,
per car.
Jeff, now you know he got a track record. Now he done teamed up with Lil Country on that new JR Gray car. So
yeah.
he done tag team him.
Right.
He can't do nothing but he
okay,
can't
so,
do nothing.
So what okay, and that still don't take away what I just said though. That don't tell me nothing. I just said.
I ain't worried about Big Country, Low Country, or whatever. I'm worried about you. One day,
exactly.
Can you come up to the
no,
DMV?
Both cars on small tires. Both of them cars on small mm-hmm. tires. I'm saying, what's happening?
I ain't saying Country ain't fast. I'm saying you ain't fast.
Oh,
okay,
that's what the fuck
cool
we saying, Boogie.
I'm just saying,
Boogie.
I'm
that's
just
what we
to
saying,
lock,
man.
Trying to lock yours in.
Look, what day can you
bro.
Come and go? You can't race the 3rd. You can't race the 17th. You can't race the 24th. What day can? What day you free?
Hey Jeff.
Try to lock you in, man. What's the deal, man?
Why don't you call Big Country? Ask you what day he's available to tune you, so you can come up his way.
Man, listen. I'm trying to tell you, man. Listen.
I'm
we
listening.
Can do it the 17th in Darlington, or We can do it on the 24th up there, but either way, we got to do it on the 24th up there. Either I got to pay y'all punk out money, you know what I'm saying, to come down and see me, or y'all pay me, pay mine, and I come see y'all. That ain't nothing hard about that.
Well,
hey,
we definitely
T, just say that, Pete.
We definitely ain't coming that way, because we all going to Larry T.
All right, I'll tell you what we do.
Okay,
just
so y'all pay my punk out money. You got to do it early.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll come up run Jim. Yes, I will. I will come up now. Not only Jim, I'm getting your ass, too.
Hey, look, you don't want to do that, Al, but let's take it in steps.
Man, listen, man.
Because you
if
got
to come,
you
up,
got,
if I come up that motherfucking road. But listen, if I come up that road, I'm locking both of y'all
look,
ass in, man.
Hey, Jim.
I'm telling you
hey,
right
Jim,
now.
Hey, Jim, watch him get out of there. Look, watch him, Jim. I'm going to tell you what he's about to do. He ain't going to come if you don't run both of us. He don't want
you. That's what he just said.
Yeah. But that's going to be his out because at first he said he didn't either.
Okay, but Kenny, listen how you sound, though, bro. If I come up that road, why would either one of y'all, why would one of y'all duck me? Why wouldn't both of y'all want to try to get
somebody? I didn't say I wasn't
going
to get you. I didn't say I wasn't going to get you.
Okay, so I'm going to bump both of y'all hand then. So it won't be no other reason why me not to get both of y'all.
But listen, I've already got races. You ain't got Nate race, and Jeff don't have race yet. So we're going to get you up to the run just and what Jeff that job gets you. So you need to go ahead and get you locked in with Jeff. What you want for? Stop trying to lift your ass out of ass whoopers.
Man,
we'll pay listen, we'll pay you $500. Jeff, what time do you want to run him down the corner of the beach for 24?
It don't matter.
Oh, I listen. Oh, wait.
Middle of the day.
Hold tight. Nah, fuck no.
Well, the track closes at 10 o'clock, so he can't race both of us at 10 o'clock.
What track closes 10 o'clock?
Colonial Beach.
Colonial Beach.
It closes at 10 o'clock.
It might be 11.
Yeah, we race during the daytime. 11? We don't got to race at night. Y'all scared to race at night, not daytime. Can't tune the car right. Got to have the sun off the track. Got to be half dark out and shit.
Wait a minute. What you mean 11 o'clock, man?
We live off of civilization. It's civilization
hey,
up here. You got people going to bed and shit. No, they got
hey,
a curfew.
I'm saying I thought Colonial didn't have no curfew.
Hey, Jeff.
Oh, it's got a curfew.
Yeah, Ken.
Yeah, we're going to find you another race, man. He ain't going to race. Hey, people, what's going on? Anybody else walk in for the 24th? Anything else going on?
Not that I know of.
Okay. What else are you talking about?
Hey, Keenan.
Y'all keep wasting y'all time. Why y'all keep giving out airtime, man? Y'all keep giving out airtime, man. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, Keenan, so Teacher didn't get back to you yet?
I talked to you when we hang up here about the update on that, but it ain't a yes or it ain't a no, but he's still waiting on his engine parts to come in and get his engine pressure. So,
motherfucker,
he don't want to commit to.
I got you.
Basically, don't want to commit until basically he get everything done.
Everybody else get parts in a week. That motherfucker takes 7 months.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, so I'm going to get back in this garage, man, get to work, man. I thought y'all were talking about getting somebody locked in or something. But we're going to find you a race, Jeff. We're going to find you a race for 24. Don't worry. We'll find you a race.
He already got one. We can make a whoop his ass.
Yeah, I got work for
it. That's right. That's right. I forgot all about that, Pete.
Yeah, he might luck up.
Yeah, sure is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man.
Hey, fellas. Hey, we got about 6 minutes left, and before we jump off, Pete, do you want to tell people what it is you plan on doing the Wicked Bird?
Oh shit!
I said we got about 6 minutes left. I said before we jump off, you plan on telling the folks what you plan on doing the Wicked Bird?
dabbing. Ain't a whole lot of that.
Oh, man.
Ain't a whole lot of that.
Me being a host, I couldn't say it. I needed somebody else to say it. I appreciate you.
Yeah, sir. Are you coming back on next Thursday?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Boogeyman. Al. He's gonna hung up. Tina scared the motherfucker off the phone.
He was just talking.
Oh, man. You know, there's nothing against people who like to talk on the phone. You know, I like to talk on the phone. You know, what's your name?
Booger.
The man done told you he going August 24th. He going to Dodge. He ain't going to come to Colonial Beach, so leave it alone.
All right, guys. Hey, Pete, you coming to Larry's Saturday?
No.
Well, kiss my white ass in, you son of a bitch.
I got a pie obligation.
Damn. Well, wait a minute. You missed the black from the waist down, so wouldn't your ass be black?
Nah, I got to turn it all the way. You see the black part.
Oh, all right.
Damn. but look, Pete, I promise you this. If that black nasty beats me this time, I will never race him again. I can tell you that.
I would agree with you on that.
I'll never race again. I got all my ducks in a row now. If he beat me now, he beat me. I'm done with him.
Anderson, keep on getting beat like a drum. If he beats you this time,
no, ain't no sense getting beat in the face. But I think I got something this time. I got my new shit back. I'm good to go, I believe. We'll find out.
If you do, I'm going to have a boogie. You're going to be on the
team. Yeah, boogie.
Yes, sir. Well, all right, fellas. Hey, Jeff, after you beat Tank Ross, you might as well ride down to Outer Banks.
What time they stay open till?
Shit, about 1, 12, 1.
I'll call you when we're done. Keep your phone on.
All right.
Hey, we having a show next Thursday night or what?
Yes, sir.
Are you going to keep this going? Because you can't trust that JB. That son of a bitch.
Yeah, we're gonna keep it going. We're going to have it on a little bit earlier. We had a few little difficulties earlier, so.
We got to figure it out now.
So I'm glad you guys came on. I appreciate all y'all. You know what I mean? My co-host twin, we definitely appreciate y'all.
Yeah, we'll try to get it wound up next week.
And all right, fellas. Everybody enjoy their night. Y'all be safe.
Y'all take it easy.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Twin, you there? Twin, you still there?
I'm here.
What's up, Sammy?
What's up, Sammy?
That's what's up. Yeah, we're definitely going to have this thing popping next week.
Most definitely. But I'm having fun beating up on this motherfucker that's typing away, and he's calling people, can I borrow your car? Because I got to run Sammy, or I got to run Sammy Tainton.
Who did that, Sam?
Huh?
Who did that? Who wanted to borrow a car?
He's calling everybody down south. Yo, I got Sammy Tainton and Crazy Horse on the hook. He's calling everybody. Can I borrow your car? I don't have a car. Can you lock him in? I'll lock him in. You race him for me? Fucking clown.
Oh, shit.
Curtis something. He's flashing like $1,700 on Facebook. Motherfucker, go get some real money.
That would pop a large big shot on the East Coast, huh?
That motherfucker's a clown. Oh, man, that shit is fucking funny as hell. This motherfucker's a clown.
You know how it go. This is the game we love, so yeah, you know I mean, you gotta take the good with the bad.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. So he said he can't do it smart right now. Sandy told him, I don't care if you bring Ghost or Jason X. You come August 10th to Colonial Beach. You got action 2-on-10.
Yeah. 2-on-10.
Oh shit! This is fucking crazy. This motherfucker's a clown.
He told you that? That you got action 2-on-10?
He's telling Sammy Tainton told this guy, if you're gonna go borrow the Ghost or Jason X, you got action to call your peak. Sammy Tainton
shit.
Is on his ass right now.
Oh shit.
Comes on yeah. So he started on the topic. He came on the topic. Oh, it adds up to 200K for the raffle. Man,
yeah.
The Ghost and Jason X got you. Who wants to pay 200K for that junk? I was like, wow, the deal. Jason X never got me, never raced me, and it looks like you're sore because you can't fucking beat me. That's what it looks like.
Because what does that have to do with, like I said, even if he would have raced you, even if Jason X would have raced you, what did that got to do with him and what you asking for your car? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
If you don't want it, steer clear. That's all.
Well, you're mad because you can't afford it? You can't buy a fucking $500 ticket spot?
Mm-hmm. We want you to drop down to the low ball. We want you to drop down to the $100, $20 raffle.
Shit. I'll tell him, okay, come tomorrow. Come next week. I'll sell you the car for fucking $50,000. You think he'll show up and buy the car for $50,000? Nope.
Because
I bet you that motherfucker don't have $50 to spend.
Fuck out of here. Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, I'm keeping my shit and I'm cutting their ass. Fuck that. I'm on their heels now. I'm putting my knees right on their neck.
That's right. That's right. Hey, Sammy, matter of fact, I'm going to hang this joint up. I'm going to call you because I wanted to tell you something about what we talked about last week.
All right, cool. You got it.
I'm going to call you right now. All right.
All right.